Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. Today's quote by Jeffrey Skoll states, "If you can find ways to give people hope that they can achieve something or make a difference, then there's an opportunity for something good to happen." This quote underscores the power of hope and belief in oneself to drive positive change. But how can we apply this principle in our daily lives to make a difference? Let's start by examining the essence of the quote. The idea that hope has the power to create action and develop opportunities for good things to happen. When people feel hopeful and empowered, they are more likely to take initiative, pursue their goals, and make a positive impact on their community and beyond. We've examined at length over the last several episodes on the ways ones can provide support to develop hope, and there are countless ways to create pathways for people to make a positive impact. But I want to add another consideration for ways to inspire hope. Let's not underestimate the power of storytelling in giving people hope and inspiration. By sharing stories of resilience, perseverance, and triumph over adversity, we can remind others that change is possible and that they have the potential to make a difference no matter what their circumstances. Give thought to stories in your experience that can be summarized when you find an opportunity at an appropriate time. Consider, what have you done that brought you success? How did you recover and move forward from a difficult situation? How did you grow from the experience? As you work with people, you have prepared materials that you can offer in the flow of conversation to make a difference and inspire. And these things aren't forgotten. And as we mentioned in yesterday's show, this is something that you won't see necessarily, but you've planted the seed and you've cultivated it. Now it's up to the other person to work with that seed, and you may not see that. Trust in the success that you planted it and allow it to go. Each of us has the power to inspire hope, empower others, and create opportunities for positive change. By fostering a culture of encouragement, championing causes that inspire hope, and sharing stories of resilience, we can make a difference in the lives of others and create a better world for us all. I invite you to share your thoughts on this series of shows through our email. You can also leave a message in our SpeakPipe link. Both of these contacts can be found in our show notes. That's what I'm thinking about today, and I'll see you in our next show.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.